I woke up very early, like I tend to do most days. Gathered up my clothes, my watch and pocket knife. It would be almost an hour before the sun would show its face. And I tried to be quiet so as not to wake my wife. Turning on my phone was the first mistake I made. My heart sunk when I read the first headline. There had been another shooting, and this time not so far away. And a child who lost his life looked an awful lot like mine. I sat there in